Hello?
Hello, hi, Fernando.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking our call. Yeah, we're on a call with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. He's going to give you a brief overview, and then we'll have some questions for you afterwards.
Hi. Perfect.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how much Clayton has told you, but just to give you a quick overview of our company. So we're a small tech company, and we're basically setting up an app that will generate leads for service providers like yourself. So we will pre-qualify them, determine exactly what service they need, and then we'll match them up with the provider that provides that service. Okay. In addition, the app will help manage your customers. So a calendar, a contact list, kind of a history of services, a history of invoices, and reminders that can be sent to them, or any kind of, marketing notifications or anything like that, as well as kind of payment processing, scheduling. And even if you're mobile, or if they're coming to your storefront, we have GPS and directions to help connect you. And invoicing, payment processing, schedules, reminders, emails, all that type of thing. So Clayton has a list of questions that I think he wants to ask you. And thanks for helping us out.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Now, just the first question I have for you is that when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Would you like help with invoicing?
To improve on my side would be a bit more customer leads. For example, just on day today, I had 12 repairs. I would like, of course, to fill up my whole day. From those 12 repairs, I only worked from 9 in the morning until 12 noon. I would kind of like how to have my whole day from, 9 to 5 possibly filled up with consistent repairs.
Okay, let's see here. And how are you currently getting your leads? Are you paying for leads? Are you paying for any marketing?
No, I'm not paying for leads. I currently have Yelp. On Yelp, on the San Francisco area, I believe I'm ranked top 7, somewhere around that range. Majority of the customers go from there. There are moments where I give, let's say, for example, there are a lot of customer referrals. That's what I get. And then since I do work with colleges, sometimes I get them from there, especially when kids don't have that much money, they contact me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you work at a college or you work with a college?
No, I work with the universities. So pretty much for example, since I came from USC in Los Angeles, I kind of transferred over here to pretty much learn a whole different area of teaching. So pretty much a whole degree. And then I made connections and friendships with some of the professors, teachers in this area. And then once they found out I had my business, that's how pretty much they're referring me their students.
Okay. And for Yelp, how much are you paying for Yelp? Are you paying anything for Yelp?
No, I do not pay for anything for Yelp.
Okay, so you're in the top 6 in
Correct.
Phone
top
repair,
six, top
and
seven.
You're not paying them, you've never paid them at any point?
I paid them once in the beginning just for a 1 month trial that I wanted to see if it actually worked. I ended up crunching the numbers, ended up not benefiting anything for me because they charged me just for a customer to look at my profile. About a dollar.
Yeah.
$1 a piece.
Right?
And
Yeah. And how much was your budget? Do you remember how much the budget was?
It was about $500 a month.
$500 a month? Okay.
Correct, just for the basics, what they offered, I believe, at that time.
Okay. And as far as providing you with leads, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads sent to you via call, email, or text? What do you prefer?
Since I'm always driving to my customers, text message, calls are the best. But for them to follow up, to send me their information, text would be the easiest, so they can tell me who they are, what kind of repair, what time they need the repair done, pretty much so I can have everything written out.
Okay.
So call and text.
Okay, and let's see here. Now, would you like direct calls from the client, or would you like them to be pre-screened? For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead, or we can answer the call for you, book the client, confirm an appointment, and then charge you a small commission between 10 to 15 percent per lead. Which would be more appealing for you?
So technically, by the two services, one takes the whole work away from me while I pay them, let's say, $5 max, while the other one takes 15%, correct? But they do everything for me. Is that correct?
No, what I was saying is that, okay, no, yeah, the second option is that we would take the call from the client, would find out what they need done, and we would confirm and book the appointment for you, make sure that they're charged, and we would charge you anywhere between 10 to 15% per lead. Or we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5.
I would prefer the second one, where you guys guarantee the repair, and I don't mind paying for that portion. So when you call the screening.
Okay, only... All right. All right. Now, as far as scheduling, what are you using to schedule your clients now?
I have Square, so I use Square, the Square appointments. And then if
Square
they don't use Square, yeah, Square appointments, and at the same time, I also use QuickBooks.
That's okay. Okay, and how much are you paying for a Square per month?
Per month is zero.
Square,
it's
okay.
Only for myself.
Okay, and how about for QuickBooks?
For QuickBooks, I believe it is $89.99 or $100 for a whole year subscription.
Okay. Now, if we were able to incorporate scheduling system like Square Appointment, and also offer you QuickBooks, offer to sync with QuickBooks, would you be willing to pay $15 to $20 a month for that?
So pretty much something that'll be able to, you say, sync with QuickBooks?
Yeah, single QuickBooks. That way you don't lose track of any of your clients or any of your past. So we would actually be able to incorporate with QuickBooks and have that on the app. That way you can have everything on one application as opposed to, you know, going from app to app.
That would be interesting. That would pretty much take a lot of hassle away. I would be willing to open to that idea.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, and so you said the only thing you're spending on marketing is you're not spending anything on marketing whatsoever, correct? You said?
Correct.
Okay, and are you marketing? I mean, would you like some assistance with social media marketing?
Social media marketing. In reality, no. Since I kind of went to, I studied that in school when I was studying business, marketing, advertising. That's what I minored in. So in that area, I don't need help with.
Okay. Let's see here. And how about, would you have some interest in? Would you like a daily conversational advertisement? And that's like a post that would be put out there for you, and that could get you leads on day to day, and that would probably, we could charge you anything, I would say, $1 per post.
Yeah,
for conversational advertisement?
I would have to look at the advertisement first, of course, but I would be open to the idea depending on the price and how much it'll be. I'd be open to the idea.
Okay. Okay, and you say you're currently invoicing your clients through QuickBooks, correct? Square?
Invoicing is Square.
Square, sorry about that.
Yes.
And also, the last question I would have here for you is, would you have any interest in a mini CRM, which is a customer relationship management system?
Can you explain that a little bit more to me?
So what it does is it keeps track of all of your clients. So what it does, it keeps track of all of your clients. So it would track your clients from the past, clients from the future, and it would have all of your clients and all of the past history that you've ever done for these clients all in one place.
So I see. So technically, let's say if I need a warranty repair, I can just search them up by the first and last name, correct?
Yeah, you can put the first and last name in, and you can find out when their warranty is up, if it's still valid, things of that sort, yeah. It's all on one application. Like I said, you're not moving around from one app to the next app. And for something like that, would you be willing to pay $10 a month?
I would be, for something like that, should be pretty much incorporated with everything, then yes.
Okay. Now, is there anything you can think of at the moment besides getting leads that would help you maximize your earning potential? Like you said earlier, you started your day at 9 o'clock, but it ended at 12. What could we help you with that, I mean, besides getting new clients that would, ultimately help grow your business?
It's pretty much, for example, one area that I struggle in is, it's converting a sale. For example, since I work for the insurance side and then at the same time I have my own business, there are moments where it's technically two business sides. Then the insurance is what handles the cheap repairs for like $40 a repair, no matter the price of the phone. So the part I struggle in is that upselling, technically. I just sell the customer what they need.
Hi.
What are you doing in my room?
Okay. So, how many calls are you getting per day?
How many calls I get per day? Like about 10. Per day, like about 10, 15.
10 to 15 calls per day?
Correct.
And what's your conversion rate? What's your conversion rate on the 10 to 15 clients?
I would say 70%.
Okay. Okay, now, and are you answering all the calls yourself? You don't have like a...
Correct.
Okay. Would you have interest in the dispatching service?
I would be interested in it. I would be open to the idea.
Now, as far as charging our clients, I mean, there's many companies who charge, in a different ways. Do you think that that we should charge a membership fee on a monthly basis or a yearly basis? And how much do you feel like, just based on everything that we talked about here, how much do you feel like that should be priced at? What would be a reasonable price for a monthly or a yearly? And
So pretty much for everything that we talked about included in one app, correct?
Yes.
I used to use the app. I think it's called Repair Spots. Repair Spots. They were charging about $24 to $30 a month. Their system, their interface system was really, really bad.
Okay.
I mean, once you purchase it for the first month, there's no going back. You already bought it. So I purchased it. It was really bad. There's very glitchy, very this and that, and everything was unorganized. So you had to pretty much download multiple apps just to do what you were talking about. So I would say, for me, let's say as a consumer, to feel comfortable, I would do, let's say, maybe a three-day trial, maybe four, depending on how consistent it is. I would require a trial first, but monthly price-wise, I would go anywhere from $20 to $34, $35.
Okay. And you would be more comfortable paying a monthly fee as opposed to a yearly?
Correct. So it would be more comfortable in that way, just because, like I said, I've had bad experiences with other apps where if you buy a month, like let's say you buy a package, you're stuck with it. There's no way you can get it back unless you talk to the app store, tell them it was a mistake. But still, that's jumping through a lot of hoops.
Oh, no, understood. Okay. Let's see here. Is there anything else you could think of that would help you grow your business that we could help you with, or you would, you know, anything you could think of that that someone else could do for you that you could pay a small fee for that would, you know, help you earn more?
Pretty much getting more customers, that's one thing. Another thing would be, I wouldn't mind doing advertising. It's just really depending on how the advertising is done. Marketing, advertising, it really depends on how they're going to execute it, what demographic they're going to hit. Because, I've worked with marketing companies in the past. They tell me they'll do one specific thing, and I tell them the specific kind of clientele I work with. And then they turn it around 360 or 180, go up the different route, different direction. So that's the reason why it's kind of like hesitant.
So you want to market to a specific audience? Like what types of clientele are you looking for?
Since my business is based out of San Francisco, and like San Francisco is the main market where I target a lot of, tech businesses and people who don't have enough time. So pretty much like the people who are working in offices. There are people who don't have time because what I do, I come in, do the repair under 10, 15 minutes, and then we both go our ways. And that's what that would be for, like, San Francisco. Like, pretty much what you would consider the upscale, higher end. But then I have other stores in Napa and Fairfield where I can be more down to earth, actually having face-to-face conversation with the client while doing the repair. So there, it's focused on pretty much, I think you would call them the middle class or something around that range.
Yeah. Tell me, so who are you trying to target? Are you trying to target the middle class or the higher end?
It really depends. For San Francisco, I target the higher end. But in the outskirts of, like, out of the San Francisco, is always the middle class. So majority of my clients come from the middle class. It's only when I'm not in San Francisco, of course.
Okay. And you said, what's the average service time for you?
My average service time, for example, if it's an iPhone, it takes me about anywhere from 6 to 10, 12 minutes. So about 6 to 12 minutes.
To 6, wow.
Correct. Yeah, that's...
And do you work on laptops, or is this, are you doing cell phone repair?
I do work on laptops, so I work on cell phones, all brands of cell phones, all brands of laptops, computers, desktops. I also build them in case they do require that type of service. Diagnostics, we call it consultation on devices, on buildings, and stuff like that.
Okay.
So technically everything what an IT person does besides the software inside a computer, how to manipulate a software.
So you don't do any networking or anything like that, right?
Correct. No, that's not. I mean, I do have the basic sense, but not comfortable enough where I want to sell that as a business.
Okay. No problem. Well, awesome. Well, you pretty much answered all the questions that I had for you, unless Rick has any other questions for you.
No. Do you guys have an app that is out there in the beta mode or anything similar to that?
No. We're still in the startup process. So what we're doing is that we're conducting studies before we launch anything, because we want to. Instead of us building an app and telling you guys it's great for you, we want to build an app around you guys. That way, we can know that you guys have your input, and this is something that's going to be useful. You know, as opposed to, like I said, giving you something that we think is great, but we don't. You know, you guys never even seen it before. So we're still in the startup phase. We'll definitely probably most likely be in touch with you again in the near future once we're closer to launching. You are in San Francisco, and we're actually in we're in Southern California, but we could probably most likely have a video conference call as well. That way, we can show you some of our markups once we're ready for that.
Yeah, what part of Southern California are you guys from?
We're in West LA.
Not too far from USC, actually.
We're where the 10 and the 405 meet.
Okay. I originally came from Orange County, so I kind of know that whole area over there.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, so I do want to make sure that you get paid. So we do want to send a check out to you. Who should we make the check out to, and where should we mail it?
You can just send it to my business.
Okay.
Yeah, the name of the business would be Dr. Gizmo. Doctor as in D-R.
Okay.
Dot Gizmo, G-I-Z-M-O.
Okay.
And then you can send it to one of my business addresses, which is 3001.
3001?
North Texas.
North Texas?
Street. It'll be Fairfield, California.
Fairfield. Okay.
Unit number 91.
Unit 91.
And then the zip code would be, I believe, 94533.
94533. Let me make sure I have that correct. You want the check made out to Dr. Gizmo and mailed to 3001 North Texas Street, Fairfield, California, Unit 91-94533?
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Fernando. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch in the near future once we are at the next phase, and we definitely look forward to working with you.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.